Sawal Kiye Ja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show. As you know, the Safari Quiz Show is brought to you by Safari Kid. Safari Kid happens to be a preschool, but it also is an absolutely fantastic after-school program where kids learn a lot of enrichment and they also learn to prep for a lot of exams. Now, Safari Kid has a bunch of branches in the Bay Area, but one of their newest branches, they've just opened a location in Pleasanton. So if you have any listeners in Pleasanton, be sure to check it out. Their address is 5627 Gibraltar Drive, Suite 200, Pleasanton, California. That's 5627 Gibraltar Drive. And I bet if you go to the SafariKidCA.com website, you'll get more information about this new location. In fact, if you're in the Bay Area, there's probably a location near wherever you happen to be. So if you have a child in school who could do with a little bit of after-school enrichment and would learn a lot of interesting things like public speaking, debate, chess, a lot of interesting after-school programs, then Safari Kid is a place to go, and we are very grateful for them, to them for sponsoring the Safari Quiz Show, and I'm sure listeners know how much fun it is. So before we begin, remember you can listen to the show in three ways: on the radio, and then you can go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button. So if you're driving and you get home, you don't have to be sitting in your car. You can always go back inside and turn on your computer and listen to radiozindagi.com live stream. And you can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. So if you're going for a walk somewhere, take your cell phone along and listen to us on the go. If you want to participate on the show, SafariKidCA.com is the website to go. You'll see a register button there. If you just hunt around a little bit, and then you can go there and register. Our show is for kids in grades 3rd through 6th. But we've had some interest in with younger kids coming on. So, you know, we've had our special second graders episode. That was last week, and we had a lot of fun then. Sometimes we even get kids who are a little older than sixth grade. And my info to you is that if you happen to be older than sixth grade and you really enjoy participating on the show, do register anyway. When we have three contestants, we'll do a special show. Also, last point, next week is our listener special episode, which means we're just going to be asking questions of our listeners and giving away lots of prizes. So that's a not to be missed show. Okay, let's go over the rules one more time for the benefit of the contestants in the studio today. We have three segments of 10 questions each on three different topics. Today's topics are currencies, solar system, and random fire, which is basically five-letter word answers. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try and 5 points on the second try. That means if the question passes to you. However, if you buzz in and you have a wrong answer, then you get minus 5. The person who buzzes in first gets the opportunity to answer the question first and get 10 points, but then they're also penalized for not knowing the answer. If they can't answer, they get minus 5. However, if the question passes from them to the next contestant, and that person has a choice to either answer or pass. If he answers and the question is right, they get 5 points. If the answer and question is wrong, it's minus 5, but they have the option to say pass if they just don't know. And there's no penalty for passing the question. So for the kids who are listening at home, you know the drill. I will have a listener question at the end of each round. So do keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win prizes. With that, let's meet our contestants in the studio today. Our first contestant is Abhishek. Hi, Abhishek.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm in fifth grade. I go to Warwick Elementary. I live in Fremont with my family. I have a little sister named Alakia.
Now, that's a lot of information. Tell me, Abhishek, did you listen to the show before? Have you listened to it?
Yeah, I have listened to it like a lot of times.
Have you called in sometimes?
Yeah, I did.
You
once.
Did? Oh, cool. So do your friends at school know about the show? You should tell them.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and our next contestant is Aditya. Welcome, Aditya, to the show. Tell me about a little bit about yourself.
I'm in fifth grade at Chadbourne Elementary. I live with my family of four, which includes my mom, dad, and my little sister, Anushka.
Pets?
Fish.
A pet fish. What's your pet fish's name?
I haven't named them.
Okay.
And I don't think any of my friends have heard of the show.
You should tell
them. Except for one.
Yeah. So you've written in your summary that you like to play video games. What's your favorite video game?
I like all that I have.
Yeah. You play it on the DS or do you play it on the PSP?
DS.
You play it on the DS? Mm-hmm. Lot of Marios?
No.
Not really? What do you play?
Pokemon.
Oh, lots of Pokemon. So which ones do you have? Black, white, diamond, silver?
Yeah.
All of them?
No.
And our third contestant is Ashna. Welcome to the show, Ashna.
Hi.
So Ashna, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm in sixth grade, and I go to Forest Park Elementary. I live with the family of four. my mom, my dad, and my younger brother. Mm-hmm. My hobbies include dancing, singing, music, arts and craft, and reading.
So do you do classical dance?
No, actually I do Bollywood.
Oh, you do Bollywood dance. Wonderful. Do you do it with one of the troops?
Yeah.
What's the name of your troupe?
Mona Khan.
Oh, you do it with Mona Khan. My goodness, I bet I've seen you sometimes and applauded. I love her shows. That's really, really good.
Thank you.
And what's your favorite Bollywood song right now? What are you dancing to? What are you guys choreographing to?
Oh, I'm doing Radha and Govinda.
Oh, that's right. I heard that. That's a new popular hit song. It's really fun. All right, with that, let's go over to our first category. So let's see, kids. Do you want to do solar system first or currencies first? Doesn't matter. Okay, then let's do the solar system because it's slightly easier, I think, and we'll get sort of easier into the process. We have Anu here in the studio with us from Safari Kids. Say hi, Anu.
Hello.
Anu helps produce the show, as does Michael in the studio managing the boards. And Anu is going to be scoring today. So she's all set with her chips ready to score. And the kids are going to keep track of how many points they have. So let's start with our first question in the solar system. Remember, the first person who buzzes gets to answer the question first and get 10 points. So make sure your hands are in your buzzers. And here's the first question in the solar system. Which is the heavenly body that was booted out of the planet list of the solar system? Yes, let's see. Pluto is right. 10 points to Aditya. Okay, question number two. Phobos and Deimos are the two moons of this red planet.
Mm-hmm. Mars.
Mars is right. Aditya is very well prepared. Well done. Okay, question number three. What is the fifth planet from the sun?
Mm-hmm. Jupiter.
You didn't buzz in. You have to see whose color it is.
Jupiter.
Jupiter is right. Now remember, this is what you do is you have to see whose color buzzes up, lights up first, and that person gets to answer. Okay? All right. That was fast. Question number four. If you went to the moon, your weight would be different from that on the Earth. What is the natural phenomenon that causes your weight to be different?
Gravity.
Gravity is right. Abhishek gets 10 more points. Okay, question number five. Titan is a moon that has a thick atmosphere. Which ringed planet is it a moon of?
Mm-hmm. Saturn.
Saturn is right. 10 points. And Ashna begins her score. Question number six. This is a very interesting question. What is the hottest planet?
Venus.
Venus is right. My goodness, my fifth and sixth graders today are really well prepared. Question number seven. We know Saturn has rings. Name one other planet in the solar system that has...
Neptune?
Neptune has rings. Exactly right. And that is 10 more points to Abhishek. Wow, they're just like firing on all cylinders. I wish I'd constructed a topper quiz now. Okay. Name the Polish astronomer who proposed that the Earth revolves around the Sun, not the other way around. Question passes to Aditya.
Nicholas Copernicus.
Exactly right. 5 points to Aditya. Well done. Okay, question number eight. No, nine. Oh, we have only two more questions in this round. Man, it's really going like
fast.
Really fast. How many days does it take the Earth to travel around the Sun?
365.
Right, you are. 10 points. Okay, question number 10. How many Earths could you fit inside the Sun?
1,000.
That is incorrect. 5 points taken away from Aditya. And I hadn't finished the question, so I'm going to finish it now. How many Earths could you fit inside the Sun? 1 million, 10 million, 100 million, or 1 billion? Question passes to Ashna.
1 million?
1 million is right. 5 points to Ashna. Good job. So the kids did really well in the solar system round. Let's see if they do as well in the currency round. But now it's time for our listener question. Okay, here goes our first listener question. Our phone number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Our listener question in the solar system round is, which planet in the solar system is closest in size to Earth? Which planet in the solar system is closest in size to Earth? Number is 510-770-1550, and we have our first caller. Let's take our first call. Could you turn the radio down? Yes, hi.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Rohan.
Rohan.
And the answer is Mars.
Rohan says Mars. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're in the air. Who's this?
This is Sabina.
Yes, Sabina. And what's your answer?
The answer is this.
I'm sorry. The answer is? Sabina, I didn't get your answer. Could you repeat it?
Venus,
says Sabina. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello, my name is Eshna, and the answer is Venus.
Eshna also says Venus. Which planet is closest in size to Earth? Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Roshni.
Yes, Roshni. What's your answer?
My answer is Venus.
Roshni also
my
says...
My answer is Venus.
Okay, got it. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Rhea and this is Venus.
Rhea also says Venus. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Ronit.
And Ronit, what's your answer?
Venus.
Ronit also says Venus. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. My name is Shraddha.
Yes, Shraddha.
And my answer is...
Go for it. Which planet is closest in size to the Earth?
Mars,
says Shraddha. Hi, you're in the air. Who's this?
Yes, hello. My name is Megha.
Megha?
I think the answer is Venus.
Megha also says Venus. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Can you turn the radio down? Okay, to everybody who's listening to the show, please turn your radios down as soon as you hear me say you're on the air, because then otherwise I get a terrible feedback and sometimes I get a headache. Okay, who's this? Who's on the line?
Hello, my name is Veda.
Veda?
Yes, my answer is Venus.
Veda also says Venus. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My answer. My name is Rohan K, and the answer is Mars.
Rohan K says the answer is Mars. Okay, let's take one last call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm Shruti.
Shruti, okay, and your answer is
Venus.
Shruti also says Venus. Okay, let's do one more, Michael, and then we'll take our break. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? We've lost them, I think. Let's take the last one. Hi, you're on the air. Hi. What's your name? You're on the air.
Ayushi.
Ayushi. Yes, Ayushi. And your answer is?
Venus.
Okay, so we had two different answers for the first listener question. My question was, which planet in the solar system is closest in size to the Earth? We had Mars and we had Venus. Wow, you know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus, and we don't know the answer to that question till after the break. So, back after a break, Jieja, Sawal Kieja.
Quiz show.
Jieja, Sawal Kieja. This is Vidya, your host for the Safari Quiz Show. And we just finished the first round of the Safari Quiz Show. By the way, during the break, while we were just coming off the break, you probably heard the ad for Safari Kid and their 11 locations. Actually, they happen to have 15 locations. They're growing so fast that the ad makers can't keep up. And as I mentioned before, their newest location is in Pleasanton. They have open houses coming up. So do go to safarikidca.com to get more information about this new location and when their open houses are, so you can go check out. And you don't have to have a kid in preschool for this particular company. You can even go and check out their after school programs for kids to get some enrichment. Okay, enough of information. Now let's see who's won. First of all, the answer to the first listener question, which planet is closest in size to the Earth, was Venus. And the person who won that listener round question, as picked by one of our contestants, Ashna, is Shruti. Congratulations, Shruti. If you're listening, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, to claim your prize. Now let's see how the contestants in the studio did. Abhishek, how many points do you have?
I have 40.
Abhishek has 40 points. How many points does Aditya have?
30.
Oh, that's really close. And how many points does Ashna have?
15.
That's really, really close. As we head to our second round, we have two more rounds with 10 questions each. So this is anybody's game at the moment. So let's get to our second round question, which is currencies. Okay, ready? Hands on buzzers. The sign of this currency is a combination of the Devanagari letter R and the Latin letter R. It's the currency of India.
Rupee.
Rupee is right. I think, again, it's a buzzer skill is coming into play here. 10 more points to Aditya. Okay, question number 2. This currency is the currency of 17 of the 27 states of the European Union.
Euro.
Euro is right. Aditya is really good at the buzzer and he knows the answers. Oops. We are doing really well. Question number 3 in the currencies. This currency of Thailand sounds like something you would do to get clean. This is the currency of Thailand. Something you would do to get clean. What would you do?
Wash.
Oh, good. good try. I think we should not, maybe, well, he has to give up 5 of his points. But that, you know, I'm glad you had the guts to try that. Question passes to Aditya.
I pass.
Question passes to Ashna.
Pass.
It's the baht. It sounds like a bat.
Oh, so close.
It's the bat. Yeah, very close. If you said bat, I would have given you the points. Okay, question number 4. Though France no longer has this currency, it's still the currency of countries like Guinea and Congo. France has a euro now. It doesn't have its old currency. But some African countries still have...
CFA franc?
Franc is very good. You don't have to say CFA because CFA would be very specific to the country.
Sorry.
But franc, you get 10 points. Question number 5. The currency of Japan is also a word that means longing.
Yen?
Yen is right. 10 points to Ashna. Question number 6. When you come first in a race, you say I this, which is the currency of North and South Korea.
One,
exactly. One is the currency of North and South Korea. Question number 7. Britain is one European country which did not join the euro and still has this currency.
Pound.
Pound is right. He didn't even need the second clue, which I was going to say. Anyway, question number 8. Mexico's currency name rhymes with their word for cheese.
Peso.
Peso, which is rhymes with queso. Question number 9. Whoops. Question number 9. So that was Aditya, by the way, who is really fast on the buzzer. He has some technique. Question number 9. The U.S. $1 bill has the face of this president.
George Washington.
George Washington is right. This one goes to Abhishek. Question number 10. A kind of dollar was issued in 2009 that commemorated this reading language for the blind.
Actually, never mind. I'll just pass.
You just pass. Okay, 5 points from... A kind of dollar was issued in 2009 that commemorated this reading language for the blind. Question passes to Ashna. Question passes to Abhishek. Reading language for the blind? Braille.
That's money.
There's a dollar with Braille markings on it. It's not a currency. It's a kind of dollar. I said, the question was, what is this reading language for the blind? Braille, yes. And with that, we come to the end of our second round. That went very, very fast. Okay, maybe we can take a few more questions from the listeners this time instead of a usual 10. Here's our listener question for the second round. Which is the largest denomination of currency ever printed by the U.S. government? Which is the largest denomination of currency ever printed by the U.S. government? 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And this is an interesting question because recently, when we had a huge debt problem, some people suggested that we just print a trillion dollar coin. So let's see which was the largest denomination of currency ever printed by the U.S. government. And I see it's taking our... Oh, here's our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello. Mm-hmm. And my name is Ashna, and the answer is 10,000.
Ashna says 10,000. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, this is Radha. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Shraddha.
And what's your answer, Shraddha?
My answer is,
Okay, Shraddha, think about that and we'll go to our next caller in the meantime. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello. No. Michael, I don't think we have anybody in that line. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Shruti.
Istuti. Oh, got it. Yes. We have a new caller. Istuti, what a lovely name. Tell me your answer.
100,000.
Istuti says 100,000. Hi, you're on... Whoops. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ayushi
says what?
100,000.
Ayushi says 100,000. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav.
Hi, Gaurav. Tell me your answer.
And the answer is 100,000.
Gaurav also says 100,000. Let's go to our next caller. Yes, hi, you're on the air. You're on the air. You can tell me your answer now.
Hello?
Yes. Turn the radio down.
My name is Tanisha, and the answer is $100
bill. $100
bill?
Thank you, Tanisha. Let's go to our next caller.
Hello.
Hi, this is
Vishal.
Vishal? Okay. Vishal.
And the answer is 100,000.
Vishal also says 100,000. So we have some 10,000s, we have 100, and we have 100,000. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina.
Yes, Sabina. And your answer is?
$100,000.
Thank you, Sabina. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Shamit.
Shamit. And Shamit, what's
your
answer?
And the answer is 100,000, though.
Thank you, Shamit. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Go ahead. What's your
name?
Hello.
My name is Ayush, and my answer is $100,000 bill.
And can I have your name again? Ayush? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ayush. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hi. What's your name?
My name is Danush.
Danush.
And Danush. And the answer is $1,000.
Anush says 1,000, so we have 100, 1,000, 10,000, and 100,000. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nina.
Is that Nana?
Rina, R-I-N-A.
Oh, Rina. Okay, Rina. What's your answer? What's your answer, Rina?
My answer is 10,000.
$10,000 bill says Rina. So we have another contender for 10,000. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Iknur.
Iknur, hi Iknur. What's your answer, Iknur?
$100,000.
Iknur says 100,000. Okay, let's go to our next caller. We lost that caller. Okay, so we have quite a few callers for the question. Which is the largest denomination of currency ever printed by the U.S. government? We had 100, 1,000, 10,000, and 100,000. So when we come back from a break, we're going to see who got it right. And of the people who got it right, who won the raffle. This time, the raffle will be picked by Aditya. And we'll also check out what the scores of the contestants in the studio are. Jieja, Sawal, Kieja. Jeeja, Sawal, Kieja, I'm your host Vidya, and this is the Safari Quiz Show. Now, before the break, we asked the question, what is the largest denomination of currency ever printed by the U.S. government? The answer is 100,000. The winner, as chosen by Aditya, is Sabina. Congratulations, Sabina. And do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And I want to tell all our listener winners, here's what you need to do when you type in that email. You have to mention the question and the answer that you answered, and you also have to give us your mailing address so we can mail you the prize. So it's very simple. Just write to us a note saying, I won the second listener question on May 11th. My name is Sabina. This is the question. My question was, what is the largest denomination of currency ever printed by the U.S. government? The answer was 100,000. And here is my address. And without any problems, we'll just send you your prize. And you don't have to go back and forth trying to figure out what you need to do. And once again, the email address is safariquizshow@gmail.com. Let's see how our contestants in the studio did. Abhishek, how many points do you have?
55.
Aditya.
75.
Aditya is leading after the second round. I think, what's Ashna's score?
25.
Ashna is at 25. We still have 10 questions in our random 5 category. Now, the random 5 category is, means the questions are random. That means they're not in any particular category. And 5 is, each answer has 5 letters. This is also going to apply to a listener question at the end of it. So let's start with our random 5 category. And we want everybody to have their hands on buzzers and press hard. Okay? Question number 1. Opposite of below. Wait.
What?
I'm
sorry.
Okay. Opposite of below.
Above.
Above is right. 10 points. And you can wait, Aditya, after you've buzzed in.
Okay.
You don't have to blurt out the answer. Okay. Question number 2.
Go.
You can answer.
I don't know the answer to whatever the question was.
Question number 2. In Disney's Beauty and the Beast, this is the name of the heroine.
Bella?
Bella is not correct.
What?
Belle. Question passes.
Oh, Belle.
5 points from him and question passes to Aditya. Which is, you said?
Belle.
It's Belle, B-E-L-L-E. Bella would be B-E-L-L-A. And that would be the heroine of the Twilight movies, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, question number 3. Black and white striped animal.
Zebra.
Zebra is right, but I would have taken skunk also, I think.
Oh, okay.
Okay, question number 4. And that was, by the way, Abhishek. The questions are going by so fast that I'm not having any time to mention who's been getting them right, in case you at home are scoring along with the with our participants here. Question number 4. A-E-I-O-U.
Vowels.
Vowel is right. Each of these is a vowel. That was Abhishek again. Question number 5. In the depths. Okay, that was minus 5. Unless you want to just answer.
No,
I'm good. No, okay. 5 points from Abhishek. And question is now open to Aditya and Ashna. In the desert, this is a place with water.
Oasis.
Oasis is right, and don't jump the gun. 10 points to Aditya because we started afresh. Okay, question number 6. When you take your pet dog to the park, it has to wear a...
leash.
Leash is right. 10 points to Ashna. Question number 7. Eskimos live in these houses.
Igloos.
That is not correct. 5 points from... because I needed a 5-letter word. Question passes to Ashna.
Igloo.
Igloo. That's right. I need 5 letters, remember. Maybe I should have phrased it a little differently. Eskimos live in this house. Okay. Question number 8. Tinkerbell from Peter Pan is this kind of creature.
Fairy.
Fairy is right. Aditya is really sharp today. Question number 9. A famous quote says, do this and the world will do it with you. Weep and you weep alone. Do this and the world will do this with you. Weep and you weep alone. Do what? Yes, Anu knows that. Okay, question. Yeah, everybody can buzz in at this point.
Okay, repeat it.
Oh, a famous quote says, do this and the world will do it with you. Weep and you weep alone. What is the this I'm talking about? Something and the world will something with you. Weep and you weep alone. Remember, it's a 5-letter word. Guess.
Frown?
Oh, no. If you frown, the world will not frown with you. 5 points from Ashna, but I'm glad you checked it out. Question passes to Abhishek.
Smile.
You know, it's very close, but not correct. 5 points from you.
I'll just pass.
It's laugh. Laugh and the world will laugh with you. Weep and you weep alone. Okay, question number 10. Last question of this round. I think the random 5 was a fun category. We have to do more of this. Maybe 7, maybe 10, maybe 13. How about that? That'll be cool. Question number 10. Last question. You put this syrup over pancakes. Whoa.
Wait, why?
Oh. Hang on. I'm going to ask that question again. You put this syrup over pancakes.
Maple syrup?
Maple syrup. That's correct. 5 words. Maple. And with that, we come to the end of our studio round, and it's time for our listener question. Okay, remember, this is a 5-letter word. We already have a caller? Okay, let's take the caller. Yeah, sure. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, yes. This is the Safari Quiz Show. You have a question for us?
Actually, I'd like to get some information. Yesterday, I win the contest.
Oh, can you call back after the show? Thank you. Okay, let's go to our listener question. This kind of boat has a name that's a palindrome. That is, it reads the same backwards and forwards. This kind of boat has a name that's a palindrome. A palindrome is a word that reads backward and forwards, like madam, right? And this kind of boat has that name. It's a five-letter word. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Let's go to our next one. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Rina, R-I-N-A, and my answer is kayak.
Rina says kayak. Let's go to our next caller. That's a very nice palindrome. Kayak, indeed, it's a palindrome. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Hello, my name is Governor, and my answer is a kayak.
What's your name again?
Avnur.
Can you spell it? Avnur?
Yes.
Avnur. Okay. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arushi and I say kayak.
Arushi says kayak. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shamit.
Shamit. And what's your answer?
The answer is kayak.
Shamit also says kayak. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Iknur.
Iknur. And what's your answer, Iknur?
Kayak.
Kayak. Iknur, you don't happen to be related to Avnur, are you?
No.
No. Sounds so familiar. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Yes.
This is Vishal.
Vishal. And what's your answer, Vishal?
And the answer is kayak.
Thank you, Vishal. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Istuti.
Istuti. And what's your answer?
The answer is kayak.
Thank you, Istuti. Istuti is a new caller. I haven't heard that beautiful name so far. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Tanisha, and the answer is kayak.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Rohan.
Rohan, and what's your answer, Rohan?
And the answer is kayak.
Thank you. Let me see. We have time for two more calls if we get them. Okay. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Hi. Michael, let's move on. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi.
Shraddha. My name is Shraddha.
Yes, Shraddha. And what's your answer?
My answer is a kayak.
Thank you, Shraddha. Shraddha has a lovely, distinctive voice, so we can always identify her over the radio. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anushka, and my answer is kayak.
Anushka also says kayak, and Anushka is a new caller on the show. With that, we come to the end of the listener question. Pretty much everybody answered kayak, and the answer is indeed kayak. I would have accepted any name of a boat that was five letters and was a palindrome, but kayak is definitely the right answer. So when we come back from a break, we'll see how our contestants in the studio did, who won that, and also who won the listener round. This time the name is going to be picked by Abhishek. Okay, Jieja Sawal Kieja. Sawal Kieja. This is your host Vidya, and we have come to the end of this episode of the Safari Quiz Show, and we're ready to announce the winners in the studio as well as the winner of the last listener question, which was, this kind of boat has a name that's a palindrome, that is, it reads the same backwards and forwards. That's what we call a palindrome. Now, before I announce it, I just want to mention something. You know, we do give out prizes to the contestants in the studio as well. Our winner gets $20, a gift certificate for $20, and our two runners-up get $10. Gift certificates each, as well as the prizes we give out to our listeners. So our objective is to reward these children who come to the studio really well, and we are looking for sponsorships. And I think anybody who listens to the show, moms, dads, if you're listening, you know that this is a very, very popular show, gets really a very good audience, and it's definitely shown a huge spike in ratings ever since it's been on Radio Zindagi. So this would be absolute value for your money, and all your advertising money will go straight to the prizes for the kids. We really want to reward them substantially for coming to the show and taking the risk for coming to the show. We also want to give out better listener prizes. So if you're interested in sponsoring the show, please get in touch with us. If you or someone you know is interested in getting in sponsoring the show, please get in touch with me at safariquizshow@gmail.com and we can work out the details. Remember, everything that you spend on sponsoring this show is a lot of value for you in terms of listenership, and so a lot of value for the kids in the studio. So once again, the way to reach me is safariquizshow@gmail.com and we'd love for you to sponsor the show so we can give the kids better prizes. Okay, for that we come to our winners for today. First of all, the winner of the last listener question, the answer was kayak, and our winner is Avnur. Avnur is a new new listener. So I'm glad you called in, Avnur. Congratulations. And you know what to do. Write to us with the question, answer, your name and your address so we can get your gift to you. So our three winners for today were Shruti, Sabina and Avnur. All three of you, please write to us with your address and the details of the question that you answered and we will get your prizes to you. With that, let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Abhishek, how many points do you have?
I have 75 points.
That's an improvement. What about you, Aditya?
105 points.
Ooh, Aditya has 105 points. And what about you, Ashna?
35.
Ashna has 35 points. I think Aditya beat her to the buzzer several times. She was really, really good. So our winner today is Aditya. Give him a big round of applause. Well done, well done, well done, well done, well done. And that is the end of our show for today. The show was produced by Michael in the studio and Anu back home. And the theme music was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.